Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll give some gardening tips, deliver some extension news, and cover all the happenings in and around the extension office. But first, for today's Did You Know, that K-State Research and Extension is a statewide network of educators sharing unbiased, research-based information and expertise on issues important to Kansas. It has established local, state, regional, national, and international partnerships. It is dedicated to a safe, sustainable, competitive food and fiber system and to strong, healthy communities, families, and youth through integrated research, analysis, and education. With over 130 years of research, 100 years of extension, K-State Research and Extension has been improving the quality of life and standard of living for Kansans for a century. This integrated system connects the university to every county through local-based educators who serves as sources of objective information. In my farming news, with wheat harvest just around the corner, let's do our part in making our roads a little safer by slowing down on the country roads and giving the harvest crew a little more distance to ensure safety for both you and the farmers. Speaking of safety, I would like to give a shout out to the McPherson Fire, McPherson EMS, McPherson County Sheriff, McPherson Police, the BPU, and Eagle Med for helping us out on Wednesday's Farm Safety Day Camp. We had over 90 students and volunteers spend the day with us learning about farm safety. Thanks to the McPherson County Kansas Farm Bureau for helping support this annual event, and the Prairieland Partners and Hometown Tire and Turf for letting us use a tractor and mower for the safety demonstrations. In my gardening news, gardeners have been spared part of their chores the last 2 to 3 weeks as the rains across much of Kansas has helped keep their plants well watered. Soils have been saturated for several weeks. The result in the soil moisture levels are likely to be very high. Gardeners are likely to assume that watering won't be needed for quite some time, but actually, watering may be needed much sooner than expected. Excessive rains can drive the oxygen out of the soil and literally drown the roots. Plants with damaged root systems may now be suspect to a lack of water as hotter, drier air arrives. Check your plants for signs of wilting and leaf scorch, and water as needed. If irrigation is called for, water deeply and infrequently, usually once a week depending on the weather. Remember, soil should be moist but not waterlogged. And here are some reminders for our fruit growers. Remove some fruit from heavily loaded apple and pear trees if the flower buds weren't killed by the springtime frost, to improve the size of the fruit harvested later and to prevent the limbs from breaking. Apples should be 8 to 6 inches apart on average. Remove sucker growth from the base of the trees. Remove water sprout growth from the trees. These grow straight up from the existing branches. Water is needed, about 1 inch of water per week, though more may be needed during these hot spells. And continue disease and insect control to prevent damage of the fruit. On our extension calendar, in June, plan to visit the McPherson County Farmers Market. Tell all of your neighbors and friends, and also check us out on Facebook at McPherson County's Farmers Market to get all the details. Every Saturday morning from now through October, the Farmers Market will be open from 7:30 till noon, right here at the 4-H Fairgrounds at 710 West Woodside. Come get your local produce, eggs, baked goods, jams and jellies, pork, flowers, pecans, and so much more. And also make plans for the McPherson County Master Gardener and Friends Garden Tour. Saturday, June 26th, from 9 till 2 p.m. The garden tour fee is $5 for advance tickets and $7 the day of the tour. You can purchase your advance tickets at Smoky Valley Nursery, McPherson County Extension Office, Graber's Ace Hardware, Sheila's Garden Market, The Hidden Closet, and Stutzman's. We have 4 tour spots this year, and the Master Gardeners hope to see you Saturday, June 26th, on the garden tour. Upcoming events in July, remember to attend the McPherson County Fair in Canton, that is July 14th through the 18th, and our 4-H Fair here in McPherson on July 23rd through the 26th. On Friday, the opening day on the 23rd, plan to attend the Rural Appreciation Picnic which is hosted by the Ag Chamber here on the fairgrounds. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope you have a great Friday.